That's not intended to be negative. And it's not a faithless comment. It's a comment that's consistent with what God has said in His Word. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner, friends. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Go to our website, saveus.org. Get a copy of the book. It's The Secret of the Lord. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. To them and them only will He manifest His covenant. Good stuff. $20. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at $5 for postage and handling. It's on our website, saveus.org. Tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen about the program, friends. We press on by faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
We've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmas. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice for the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And the one thing I hope I can convince you out there in the listening audience is that here in the United States, the media is rigidly controlled by six major corporations. That's AOL, Time Warner, certainly Bertelsmann, the people who control CBS, certainly Disney, Murdoch, and Fox, and basically these six, Comcast, these six corporations largely determine what the American people think and believe. And most of what you get from the media, it just is not true. For instance, one of the things they're telling us is that things are really looking better. Oh, we had a pretty bad first quarter, but the second quarter is beginning to look better, and it's not good, but certainly it shows improvement. And certainly unemployment rate is dropping. But, of course, it's how they calculate the unemployment rate. And certainly there are many, many things that are going on today. We're not being told the truth about. My belief is we're on the edge of a major financial cataclysm. How soon it's coming, nobody knows. But we do know one thing. And there's a fascinating article I just read today about the velocity of money, written by Michael Snyder, and he points out that the velocity of money is, there can be lots of money out there, but if it isn't being spent, if it isn't being utilized, why, of course, the economy doesn't boom. And the velocity of money today in the United States is worse than it's ever been. With us this evening is James Corbett, who is a Canadian coming to us from Japan, giving us an international perspective of what's really going on. James, pick up the story, and have you looked into the velocity of money and what its impact is on the economy here in the United States today?
I haven't looked at the latest readings on the velocity of money, but I know it is at a very low rate. And this is, of course, why we haven't seen the type of inflation that we would expect to see with the rapid increase in the monetary base that we've seen over the past few years. And this is largely a phenomenon that's well known and well documented. If money isn't moving around the economy, then it doesn't have that inflationary effect. So this is what the Federal Reserve and its minions would tell you is the reason that the Federal Reserve has been so furiously pumping money into the economy to try to get that inflation going, because otherwise you end up with Japanese-style deflation. But I think perhaps the story of the week is the fact that there's a number of different manufacturing data and other reports that are coming out that could have a pretty significant effect on the markets right now. For people who've been watching the S&P and the Dow Jones for the past few months.
Why don't you bring us up to date on what's really going on? Because I think it's so vitally important that at least our listeners understand what's taking place so they can begin to make whatever preparations they are able to. I'm really very, very frightened for the average American who's worked all of his life just to have a pension, to have savings, and is really facing the prospect of losing both. But go right ahead.
Well, I just wanted to point out that recently there's been very low volume and low volatility in the U.S. markets. And I think this is reflective of the fact that people don't really know which way the markets are going right now. The S&P is up 4.1% so far on the year, but I think people are a bit nervous about that because, again, there hasn't been a lot of economic momentum to really back up that type of rise. So there's been a very, very low volume and volatility in recent months. And because of that, there's a lot of investors that are looking at that and saying that the markets are in a particularly vulnerable position to bad economic news. And there could be some on the horizon. In fact, we've already seen some manufacturing data come out earlier today back in the States that was actually somewhat positive. But we are seeing potentially some bad news coming out later this week with non-farm payroll and unemployment data and some other data that's going to be released later in the week.
Well, what we would like, as soon as we get back from the break here, is you bring us up to date on the latest things that are going on. It's very, very hard for the average American to be able to keep track of everything going on, as you do from your overview there in Japan.
While the storm cloud gap
is tremendously undervalued, global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is James Corbett, coming to us from Japan. And suddenly, James, so you were saying that there was some good optimistic information coming out there today, earlier, and then, but later this week, there was going to be some bad information coming out. And I almost have a feeling that this contradicting information coming out, which makes it almost impossible for the average individual who's not an economist to really see how, what is really unfolding. So you go right ahead and bring us up to date on what's really going on, James, and what this new information is.
Well, you're quite right about that contradictory information. And just to make it even more confusing, the information that I'm talking about that came out earlier today was the ISM, the Institute for Supply Management, report on business manufacturing data. And this manufacturing index is used as one of the benchmarks for the U.S. economy. It basically shows whether or not the manufacturing sector is increasing or decreasing, whether it's expanding or contracting, and how much. So a lot of people put some stock in this, are interested in this number. And it came out early in the morning, came out at 10 a.m. with the number 53.2, which again shows an expanding manufacturing sector, but not nearly as much as was expected. The consensus was at 55.8%. It came in at 53.2%, and the market started to go a bit crazy. There was a big drop in the markets as a result. But just hours later, ISM came out and said, oh, sorry, we made a big mistake. It's actually 55.4%, in line with expectations, and it's an increase of 0.5% from April's reading. So everything's okay again.
But is that okay? Are they just lying to us as with so much of what's going on? I mean, basically, how do we know when they're telling the truth, James?
You really have to wonder about this. And the official press release that's now up on the ISM.WS website says that the error resulted when the software incorrectly used the seasonal adjustment factor from the previous month. So you're exactly right. I mean, it's basically this big black box that the information goes in and this number comes out, and how do we know what's going on underneath the hood? It certainly does raise those kinds of questions. So again, take it for what it's worth, which is perhaps nothing. But at any rate, it did have the effect on the markets after the revised number came out, and the markets took up again and ended up on the day. So this is the way these types of numbers generally work. And as I say, we're going to be treated to quite a few more numbers this week. Motor vehicle sales is actually due to be released next tomorrow. And then we have non-farm payrolls and unemployment at the end of the week. And on top of that, we also have Eurozone unemployment data and inflation data being released this week. And an European Central Bank monetary policy meeting that's going to be wrapping up on Thursday. And everyone is expecting some major monetary policy statements from the ECB. Potentially, the consensus is on the idea that the Eurozone is going to start implementing negative interest rates, i.e. basically paying money for people to park their money in the European Central Bank.
Wait a minute now. Well, right now, because don't they pay people to put the money in the bank? Are they going to charge them to put the money in the bank, or are they going to pay them to put the money in the bank?
Well, this of course, is the European Central Bank that's going to be is going to be affecting the member banks of the ECB.
So will the banks then be paid to deposit, or will they be charged to deposit?
Right. So yes, it's a negative interest rate. So in fact, yes, it will actually cost money to park your money at the bank. And this is just a kind of a desperation move by the ECB, which is apparently panicking, absolutely frantic over this idea that they're going to be stuck in a lost decade like Japan, and they're not going to be able to get inflation going again. So they're trying to do anything they can to get money moving again through the European economy, and they think this is what's the magic trick that's going to do it. I'm quite skeptical about that, and we'll have to see how this plays out. But this is what the consensus is what's actually going to happen at this ECB meeting on Thursday.
Well, for our listeners out there, what they're going to do, instead of putting your money in the bank and getting interest, they're going to put your money in the bank and they're going to charge interest to put the money in the bank. And they're doing this to the banks. So this is certainly going to discourage them from putting their money in the bank. what are the banks going to do with their money? Are they going to lend it out? The ones that need to not have people who are qualified to borrow it? I mean, that is a recipe for disaster. And everything they seem to be doing to try to stimulate the economy just is not working because they poured so much money out there. And none of this is getting the economy going because they have so many rules and regulations. And basically, if you want to open a business now, why, you've got to certainly compete with all the city immigrants coming into the country, and the wages are so high, the benefits are so high, and a lot of companies would rather move to another country where they don't have to put up all of this. And as a result, why, of course, we see the progressive slowing down, certainly in the Western countries, of industrial production. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yes, I think overall, I think that's exactly where things are heading. And there's been some interesting moves also in the gold markets as a result of what we've been seeing going on in the other markets. And I think it is all part and parcel. People who've been keeping their eye on gold prices will have noted we're down to around the 1240, 1243, somewhere in that area at the moment, which is down significantly. In fact, it's at a four-month low. And there's a lot of people looking at this and wondering what's going on. I think there's at least two or three different factors going on right now. And one of them is just the seasonal cycle. June, July is generally the lowest month for gold. So we were kind of expecting a price decrease at this time of the year. But on top of that, we've had, as I say, the 4.1% increase in the S&P on the year, which is somewhat surprising, exceeding expectations. No one was really expecting the S&P to go up that much by the midpoint of this year. And that puts a downward pressure on gold buying because, again, people are interested in getting in on the upward moving in the equities market. On top of that, we saw that run-up in price of gold as a store of value and a flight to safety during the Ukrainian crisis. But as the Ukrainian crisis starts to boil down, we start to see that reversing. So we're seeing the price go down. And we just saw some Chinese manufacturing data that came in stronger than expected. So that is another sign that people are going to be continuing the yen carry trade, which, again, is expected to boost the S&P and the markets. And on top of that, we have the U.S. dollar index increasing in the last few days, which, again, puts negative pressure on gold. So kind of a perfect storm against gold. But the interesting part about that is that some of it actually counteracts. With the Chinese manufacturing data, for example, that puts an immediate negative downward trend on gold prices. But in the long run, the increasing Chinese economy actually increases the amount of gold that will be purchased and puts an upward pressure on the prices. So there are two different price signals being sent via China right now, and one of them is downward, but the longer-term trend would be upward.
But don't you think that the price of gold and the silver is being manipulated? Certainly they recently indicted Barclays for manipulating the price of gold. I have no question at all that they're manipulating the prices of gold and silver. They want to knock it down because they don't want people to have anything to feel safe in investing in. And so they will speculate, certainly, in hedge funds and other things. And here is where I fear that so many people are going to lose most of their life savings and wealth. Our telephone number, incidentally, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest is James Corbett. If you have a question about what's going on, there's nobody better to ask than James. He's right on the cutting edge of this. He's an international speaker and writer, and writes the lead editorial for the International Forecaster a couple of times a week. So if you have a question for James, don't be bashful. Well, where do you overall, looking at the big picture, see us moving to, James?
Well, continuing on the gold track, there's been some interesting developments in terms of central bank gold buying and gold scrutiny. And people might remember last year we were talking about the German request to actually look at their physical gold that's supposedly being held at the Federal Reserve, amongst other places. And that was, of course, making a lot of headlines in the gold world because that's a pretty significant sign that Germany and other central banks don't have faith that the Federal Reserve and other places are actually holding the actual real physical gold that they say they're holding. And joining on that trend now is the Central Bank of Austria, which has recently put in a similar demand to actually account, do an audit of its offshore gold holdings. And the Central Bank in Austria is officially on the record saying, oh, this is just part of routine auditing. It's nothing special. But once again, they are demanding to see the physical gold inventory. So that is another significant and interesting piece of this unfolding drama that's kind of bubbling underneath the scenes. And the latest on that, just out today, is a story about how the Ecuador, the government of Ecuador, has just signed over half of its gold reserves to Goldman Sachs in return for liquidity. They've just put up 466,000 ounces of gold to Goldman Sachs. That is priced at about $680 million at current spot prices. And Goldman Sachs is going to hold that gold for 3 years. And over the course of that 3 years, Ecuador will earn $16 to $20 million on the transaction. And then they will supposedly get all of that gold back. And that that exposes, I think, quite a lot about what this game is really about and where the real value is being held and who holds the strings. There are so many different parts of this story that we could dissect. But, I mean, the first thing to look at is the fact that why would Goldman Sachs be interested in holding that gold for 3 years? Why would they be willing to pay such a handsome price on that contract unless they were going to get something out of it? And of course they are, because of course they are leasing it from Ecuador, and they will lease it to other people besides during the course of that contract. And that also brings up the question of, will Ecuador get its gold back? Will it really get its gold back? Will it be tampered with? There are a number of issues that these types of stories bring up, but I think it's revealing about what's really going on in the world economic system.
And I think you cannot understand world finance unless you understand gold and silver, which has been the foundation of monetary systems going back thousands of years. Everything's being done to tell us it's unimportant today, but why won't they let the Germans see their gold? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought, hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were just talking about the problems in China, problems with air pollution, problems with the fact that in many cities, if you want to buy a car, you've got to enter sort of a lottery. They've got to pull your name, or you can't buy a car because they're getting so many cars and so many people, so much pollution. And without any suddenly environmental restrictions at all, why suddenly parts that said the parts of China are almost uninhabitable? So basically, James believes, of course, the economy in China is fragile, but contracting. And do you actually see this bubble exploding, or do you think they'll be able to take this down slowly and have certainly an organized recovery?
Well, we can look at what they've tried in the last couple of years, and every time that they've tried to ease off the gas pedal with their credit, we've seen some really worrying signs coming out of the shadow banking sector there in China, which has taken over a lot of the credit creation process for the average person who are investing in increasingly exotic and very unstable financial investments in order to try to get the types of returns that they've been seeing in the Chinese economy in recent years. And this is leading to a very unstable process whereby if the government really starts to clamp down and contract the credit creation, it's very likely that a lot of these banks and a lot of the financial instruments that they're supporting will go under. And that could have a knock-on effect in the economy. So we've seen, in the last couple of years, we've seen them trying to tighten up credit a little bit. And every time there's some sort of major crisis, there was a cash crunch a year or two ago when they tried to tighten up credit. We also saw one of the largest banks offering one of the largest of those exotic financial instruments almost defaulted at the beginning of the year, and the Bank of China had to step in with a huge amount of loans to make sure that that did not default. So again, I think there's a lot of signs underneath the surface that financially speaking, China is in a very precarious position. In terms of manufacturing and economic activity, there are signs that that there is growth, but I don't think it will be anywhere near what would be needed to support the type of financial activity that's been taking place in China for the past half decade.
Well, of course, basically a lot of other countries throughout the world have been buying a lot of Chinese products because they were well made and fairly inexpensive. But of course, my understanding is certainly in places like Europe where they're really having to cut back dramatically. In fact, we, I've heard, are not buying anywhere as near much from China as we did. Why don't we talk about what's going on in Europe? What's happening to the European economy? And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for James Corbett. Suddenly dealing with the economy and what's going to happen here in America and how people can protect themselves, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But why don't you give us an overview of what's happening in Europe? What's happening in England as far as the economy is concerned?
Well, the UK, like a number of other places around the world, is going through a property bubble, or at least the potential for one, as caused by what else? Government intervention in the marketplace. There's been a government program that they instituted in recent years that that helped to provide basically very, very low cost mortgages for first time home buyers. And this helps to put the down payment that's required on some of these mortgages down at extremely low rates, as low as 5%. And of course, this leads to very, very risky loans, very risky mortgages being undertaken, and puts the economy in a precarious position. It also puts upward pressure on property markets as more people are supported into buying houses that probably wouldn't be able to otherwise. This on top of buying pressure from Russia and other places. There's a lot of people interested in real estate, especially in London, of course. That makes that already an overheated property market. So there's been a lot of pressure, even from the Bank of England and other places, on the politicians who have instituted this help to buy scheme to try to get this unwound, or at least for them to ease off on that scheme a little bit. But it seems like the UK government is not willing to back away from it yet. So there's some significant problems going on in that regard. And in Europe generally, although they've been trying to put the gloss on it that, oh, there's a European recovery taking place, we still continue to see record levels of unemployment happening in the Eurozone periphery. And I think the same structural problems that we've been looking at for year after year after year, including just basically Greece and other countries being supported by bailouts and loans from the European Central Bank. And none of that has really fundamentally changed in recent years. It's just that there are some positive indicators, and everyone points to those as if this has really changed the game for Europe.
Well, now, what about the elections that were held this last week, where certainly the conservative movement really is certainly seemed to dominate the taking over of at least as far as representation in the European Union, showing more and more people do not want the uninhibited city immigration, other things. We'll be back here in just a moment.
While the storm cloud gathers.
Products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and before we were going to the break, I was asking James about the elections last week, the elections to the European Union, and apparently there was a really an unexpected sweep, suddenly showing that, reflecting the fact that a significant number of people over there in Great Britain are very unhappy the way things are going, very unhappy with the unmitigated and bridled Muslim integration. Certainly they want to get back to suddenly a conservative a position. They want to get do away with socialism. They want to do away with globalism. They want to maintain the sovereignty of their nations. Many of the reports that I've heard coming out of Europe last week suggest that this was a dramatic shift in the political basis of what's going on over there. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's no doubt that at least in terms of the makeup of the European Parliament, we're going to see a significant shift with, as you say, the anti-establishment, the Eurosceptic parties, all basically across the board increasing in representation in that Parliament. And there's a couple of different phenomena going on here in different countries that I think are being lumped together because it just makes for an easier story. But part of it is, for example, the French National Front, which is led by Marine Le Pen and is known as an extremist organization throughout much of Europe, and every time they start to win an election, everyone gets quite scared.
Well, no, basically, are they extremists or are they patriotic Frenchmen who do not want to see their country destroyed by the people there? You know, these people who I really believe are subversives who control their government.
No, they're pretty racist and pretty openly so, and pretty undesirable people all around. And of course, that goes back to their leader, which was Marine Le Pen's father, and who's made some pretty despicable statements. And I think there's a lot of reason for people to be concerned about them. Of course, they also parade on May Day with the red flag and their status and protectionist and very much anti-free market. So there's a lot of reasons not to be excited at all about the French front. And that's why the UKIP, the UK Independence Party, led by Nigel Farage, has said they don't want anything to do with the National Front and they will not form any sort of alliance with them in the European Parliament. However, Nigel Farage just announced recently, just in the last day, that he is going to form an alliance with Italy's Beppe Grillo, who is the comedian who actually won a seat in the European Parliament a couple of years ago. And UKIP is going to join up with his party, the Five Star Party, in the European Parliament and form a bloc. In the European Parliament, you need 25 members of parliament from at least 7 different states in order to gain access to some of the committees and access to funding and the power to block legislation and what have you. So apparently UKIP will be joining with the Five Star Party from Italy, and they will be able to form one of those blocs. And hopefully, from the anti-Euro perspective, we'll hopefully be able to block some of the legislation and other things that go on in the Parliament. Although not all of the power in the EU is held by the EU Parliament, so again, it's not exactly clear how much of an effect this will have, but it, at the very least, it does show there is a growing anti-European sentiment in Europe, and a lot of people are starting to be happy to classify themselves as Euroskeptics, and I think that's another sign that the European project is failing. I mean, it's just a question of when the last nail will be hammered into that coffin.
Well, I hope it does happen. I do believe, though, the subversive element that controls Europe today, that controls the European Union, will do everything they can. They're not interested in majority rule. They are interested in rule by this small little elite group that they represent, who's dedicated to a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion, and the destruction of Christianity. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our guest today is James Corbett. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-824-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, James writes the lead editorial in the International Forecaster twice a week, and Sydney appears here with us. Sydney travels widely across the world and speaks, and an excellent source of information. James, how can people get in touch with you, get your information, and begin to utilize this? And if you are out there in the listening audience and you have a question about what's going on, and really want to know what you can do to protect yourself and your family during the very dangerous period that lies ahead, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. James, how could people get in touch with you and your organization?
Well, first, I'd recommend people take a look at the International Forecaster website at theinternationalforecaster.com. That's F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R, theinternationalforecaster.com. And there you can see examples of some of my editorials, and you can also get a free introductory copy if it's your first time subscribing. And again, that's a newsletter that comes out twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 30 to 40 pages of information about markets and society and finance and geopolitics. So I think a valuable source of information for people to check out. Or you can just send mail if you're interested in receiving information that way. P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. And myself, I'm available at CorbettReport.com. That's C-O-R-B-E-T-T report.com, where you can find all of my previous podcast episodes and interviews and articles and videos available for free download.
Well, do you think we're getting accurate information on gold and silver? I mean, are you as concerned as I am that this whole thing is manipulated and that one of these days they're going to pull the plug and the majority of the people are going to be left holding worthless paper with nothing behind it?
I certainly am. And in fact, that's not even a minority position anymore. That used to be seen as something of a fringe conspiracy type of attitude, but it's becoming more and more of a mainstream one. And we started to see that dam breaking last November when even the UK Financial Conduct Authority or Financial Criminal Authority, I always forget that, but it's the FCA, launched a criminal investigation into the London Gold Fix, which is a consortium of six banks in the London Bullion Market Association that meet twice a day to fix the London gold price. And they do that by basically deciding on the price by which the London Bullion Market Association member organizations will trade with each other. But the market uses that as a benchmark, which is used to help set the spot price generally. So it's a very significant institution that's been around since 1919 when it was co-founded by the Rothschilds and run out of the N.M. Rothschild's office in London. For many, many years until the Rothschilds finally exited the organization in 2004. The UK FCA started its criminal investigation about price fixing last year. And in fact, they've just come out and charged a Barclays trader with having manipulated the gold price for the benefit of one of his customers. So we're starting to see the dam breaking, and as a result, we've seen a lot of coverage of this. Even a German mainstream television news segment on gold manipulation or price manipulation in recent weeks. So there's been a lot of movement on that front, and a lot of people are starting to understand that gold price really is manipulated. Having said that, I think that some of the ups and downs that happen in the gold price are still genuine reflections of what's happening in the market. It's just a question of the extent of those moves up and down, and some of the timing of those moves are definitely suspicious, and I think we have to take that into account when we're taking a look at what's happening in those markets.
Well, it looks to me as if the banks, certainly on one hand, are talking down gold and silver. On the other hand, are using that as the basis, certainly, of their wealth and the foundation of their lending. I mean, aren't the banks holding a lot of gold and silver themselves?
Well, absolutely. I mean, let's just take a look at the story that we were talking about earlier, where Ecuador has decided to strike a deal to send 400,000 plus ounces of gold to Goldman Sachs, transfer it to Goldman Sachs custody for the next 3 years in return for $16 to $20 million, is just one example of the types of things that go on, where the banks, of course, are eager to get their hands on physical gold and willing to pay quite a premium for it. I wonder why that would be. even as the same banks are the ones, as you say, that are starting to try to talk down gold and make it sound like it's going to crash this year. In fact, we saw we've seen some analysts coming out from some major trading firms saying that they're expecting futures to fall to $1,200 by the end of the year. And Goldman Sachs itself actually on May 13th issued a forecast pegging gold at $1,050 at the end of the year. That's their new benchmark that they're using. They think it's going to fall down to $1,050 an ounce. At the same time that they're desperate to get their hands on physical gold, I think it's because they understand, and as does anyone who's really taking a look at the market, that there is a huge disconnect between the spot price and what's happening in the futures markets and what's happening with the notional value of gold and the actual value of gold in the hand, which is reflective of the fact that there's huge buying that continues in places like China and India and other places that is not reflective of what's happening in the futures market. So, again, I think the proof is in the pudding, and we can look at the central banks and the large banking institutions and the bullion banks that are eager to get their hands on gold and silver and yet are eager to downplay it and talk it down at the same time. And I think we can look at their actions and see that they speak much more loudly than their words.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And that's in the over in China why the people are encouraged to own gold, because, of course, the Chinese, they've been around for a long time, and they note the importance of a sound financial system. We know, Sydney, that the people...
Some of you have heard this story before, but I'll tell it again in case you haven't heard about it. But everybody, I think, remembers and knows that Alan Greenspan, at one time, you know, was a gold standard person. And he wrote for Ayn Rand, and he wrote in the Objectivist newsletter, and his Golden Freedom article was fantastic. And so he...
I believe 32 or 36 or something like that, bankers, since the beginning of the year, have ended up dead in one circumstance or another. I don't necessarily put stock in those lists. I think some of those are probably insignificant, but certainly some of them are interesting and worth continuing to keep our eye on, especially I think the ones that are associated with J.P. Morgan and the people jumping off of tall buildings related to J.P. Morgan. There was one in London and one in Hong Kong. I think those are especially interesting because, again, very specific ways to die, and there was a lot of interesting experiences surrounding or circumstances surrounding those deaths, including some question about the banker in London who jumped off the London J.P. Morgan building. There was some question as to whether or not he had died the night before or whether he had died in the morning because he had given an email to his girlfriend saying that he was coming home and he never arrived home. So although the official story is that he died in the morning when jumping off, there are others who say he must have jumped in the evening and spent the entire evening there on the 16th floor of the overhang of the J.P. Morgan office building. There are some, as I say, some interesting things surrounding some of these deaths, and others I think are just part of the pattern recognition that we'll always see with this. But I haven't seen any really, really cutting investigative reports into this so far. I haven't seen anything that really firmly places any connection between these events. So I'm still waiting for that type of article to come out.
Do you have any other thoughts on that, Bruce? Basically, it's one of those things you wonder, but you're never quite sure without some proof or somebody coming forward and definitely being able to connect these some of these events. Go ahead.
I think it's a great law of nature, probably a spiritual law too, that you either grow or you die. And our economy has been dying for a long time. The Western world's economy has. There's no doubt about it. I can remember when I was a boy, it was easy to get a job, and you got raises all the time. And there wasn't such bad inflation. I mean, there's inflation in medicine and food and fuel. I don't know how they can say it's only, what do they say now, 1.5%, something like that, the cost of living? Malarkey.
Well, basically, they call it lying, Bruce. They're lying to the American people. The thing is not that they're lying to the American people, but that as many people believe them as do, although there is a growing awareness of a recent article in Newsweek magazine. I think it was called Proofs of a Conspiracy. And it was basically talking about all these crazy people who think that there's a conspiracy in America. And it said that 23-24% of the people who were questioned believe there really is a conspiracy in America working against the best interests of our country. So there's a growing awareness that something's seriously wrong. Have you heard that, James, about that recent article in Newsweek magazine?
I haven't, actually. That's interesting to see that. I see on the Newsweek website, The Plot to Destroy America.
Yes, Plots to Destroy America. That's the title.
The conspiracy theories are a clear and present danger. No, I haven't seen this article yet. But
I'd be interested after you have a chance to read it. Maybe we could discuss it next week.
Absolutely.
Bruce, do you have anything else you'd like to bring out?
I heard just today on an establishment news show that the price of food has gone up 10% since the beginning of the year. How do they explain that? Everybody knows the price of food is going up. There's the in 7 years, I know it's doubled on certain items, certain very important items, because I remember 7 years because my brother died about 6.5 years ago. And certain things that I would always buy, they've gone up double in 7 years, you know. And not everything has gone up double, but certain things. I noticed salmon is coming down a little bit. I love salmon. I love sockeye salmon. I eat it like a cat. And I've noticed it went way, 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 way up. Used to get it for $1.99, and it was like $3.49 the last time. And it's coming down like 20, 30, 40 cents, I think, because they're afraid it's polluted by Fukushima. Well, anyway, my question for James is this. Can the powers that be, can the big bankers, can they hold off the ultimate collapse until World War III or the next big war that they can blame that on and take cover from being accused of causing our collapse? Or will a collapse come before then?
My response is that there is no way to infinitely prolong the collapse. It will happen at a certain point. But I think, as always, the banksters will try to position the collapse to happen in a way that will benefit them. And I think we saw that, for example, with the 2007 crisis, which you can argue was definitely set up and was set up to happen that way. But however it transpired, the way that they used that political momentum from that crisis to structure the bailouts and to get even more money, power, and influence is very telling of exactly what we can expect when the next bubble pops and the one after that. It's always in those crisis scenarios that they try to increase their power. And I think that's the key. The collapse is going to happen, but they want it to happen in a certain way that will benefit them politically.
And the question is, well, are there other forces out there that can influence that so it won't happen to their benefit, or maybe it might even happen in such a way that some of us at least would be able to survive the difficult time that lies ahead, I guess, is James Corbett. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for much calling, Bruce. Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do have a few advertisers, but of course, most of the funding has to come from the listeners who believe in what we're doing, and we are in a recession. Basically, most of the Christian ministries certainly are having financial problems, and we are as well. We're just certainly not selling the number of books that we used to sell. Certainly, we do not have the number of subscribers, and a lot of this is not because people don't believe in what we're doing, but because they're having very real financial problems, and we understand that. And if you're certainly not able to help us financially, we do ask you to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. But if you are in a position to help, either with a donation or by buying certainly our books or joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and we have all sorts of, we have a great new 4-CD set on the last pope. Why is that important? Well, because, of course, prophetically, well, there is to be a last pope, and he is to be suddenly tied in into the Antichrist, into Satan. And is this the pope that we have? Or is it simply just by coincidence some of the things that Pope Francis is doing and his recent statement that people should all redistribute their money? We should all suddenly just have a planned program, not having money share our wealth. But he's not talking about sharing the wealth of the Catholic Church, which has certainly one of the largest gold hoards in the world. He just wants you and I to share our money, but not the money of the Catholic Church. Well, a great 4-CD set on the last pope. We have a great 4-CD set on, did Hitler survive? Did Hitler survive? And yes, Hitler did survive. We carry a 4-CD set where I interview people who went to South America, who met people who knew Adolf Hitler, who took care of Adolf Hitler. Fascinating 4-CD set. Did Hitler survive? And then, of course, we carry the book Hunting Hitler by our friend Jerome Corsi. Certainly, Gerard Williams' book, Grey Wolf, and you can get certainly Sir Harry Cooper's book from his ministry. But there's no question that Adolf Hitler survived, just exactly as certainly American intelligence and British intelligence and the Vatican. Why the Vatican? Because there's always been a satanic element working within the Vatican. Of course, they're working within the Protestant Church as well. But certainly during the Second World War, they were working to help the Nazis, just as the American intelligence and British intelligence were working to help the Nazis. And American corporations were working over there, 100 of them, certainly in Germany, building the weapons for the Nazis. All during World War II, the weapons, the Stuka dive bomber, the trucks, the things that were used to kill American soldiers. And World War II was as phony as a $3 bill. It's as phony as the current war on terrorism. The average individual has no idea what's really going on today. And that's why you need to get our 4-CD set, Did Hitler Survive? And our 4-CD set entitled, The War on the Jews. The War Against the Jews. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. You need to help us get this information out across America. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And behind the political and economic and cultural battle which we see taking place are powerful supernatural forces, spiritual forces, and you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand that. We've got, Sydney, a series of excellent DVD sets. I mean, there are actually 9 of them. They're called The Final Countdown, each one with 4 or 5 or maybe even 6 DVDs in it, put together by our friend Pastor Billy Crone. We recommend this very, very highly to you. That is, of course, the CD set, The Final Countdown. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, certainly there are a number of things taking place today which would suggest that the brotherhood that runs America, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, is expecting a major cataclysmic event. I think that the people who are looking at what's going on will all agree that certainly people working behind the scenes are suddenly laying in large supplies of ammunition, about suddenly, well, 1.5 billion rounds of ammunition. That's about 5 rounds of ammunition for every American. They're laying in massive food supplies, 200 million meals. They're suddenly have a doomsday food bank. They certainly have massive underground facilities. They know something big is going to come about. And certainly there are some people like our friend certainly Bob Fletcher who thinks that this has to do with Planet X. There are other people certainly who are very, very concerned that this has to do with perhaps the possibility of an EMP attack. And then, of course, our guest this evening, Jonathan Gray from New Zealand, who believes, of course, that the major cataclysmic event that's going to hit America will have to do with Fukushima and what's going on there and the contamination of the oceans. So I've asked Jonathan from New Zealand to be with us this evening to bring us up to date on the contamination that's coming from Fukushima. So without further ado, Jonathan, why don't you just sort of introduce yourself to our audience and then share your concern about what's going on over there in Japan and the contamination. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan, it's a pleasure to be with you. I'm an archaeologist and historian who looks at world events and from the Christian perspective, because that's the most practical one and the only one that makes sense today. And we send out a newsletter every week to an audience around the world, updating them on events sometimes which are happening today, because we today are we're alive in our time, and even though we look at the past as being helpful and interesting, we need to know how to face issues today as well.
Okay, fine. Well, now, Chris, I know that you are very, very concerned about certainly Fukushima, the background and the potential as far as certainly civilization and civilization on the west coast of America. So you pick up the story.
Well, we're all familiar, I think, with the Fukushima issue. And the meltdown in Japan has been a devastating tragedy for the Japanese. We're not being told all the truth.
What aren't we being told? You know, basically, I'm sure we're not being told the truth, but what is really going on in Japan? How is this impacting on the Japanese people and the Japanese family and the Japanese economy?
Well, ultimately, millions of people in Japan will die from radiation poisoning. The people in the northern island of Hokkaido may be spared because of different currents and winds. But Lauren Murray, a well-known authority on radiation and its dangers, for whom I have some a measure of respect, has reported that the radiation levels being reported now in the USA are very similar to those near the Fukushima reactors, which is rather interesting. And reliable radiation levels have been obtained for North America from the Norwegian Institute for Air Research. Now, to make matters worse, Dr. Stan, five soil samples near the Fukushima reactors have all tested positive for plutonium. Now, I should mention that plutonium is more deadly than iodine, which has, of course, an element in the Fukushima explosion.
You're speaking now of radioactive iodine. Jonathan, you're speaking of radioactive iodine?
I'm speaking of radioactive iodine.
Right, go right ahead. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray. If you have any questions, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Jonathan Gray from New Zealand. And I asked Jonathan to come on because there's all sorts of varied Sydney explanations of what's going on in Fukushima. And Sydney, we're hearing today where they're putting in all these underground pipes so that they can freeze the soil, so they can create a great sheet of ice to suddenly isolate the spread of nuclear material at Fukushima. And Jonathan says he thinks that millions are going to die in Japan because suddenly of the radiation. And John, suddenly there are many people in America say that this is exaggeration. I wanted you to hear what Jonathan had to say. So you pick up this story. You really think that there will be suddenly millions of deaths in Japan as a result of the radiation?
Well, let me say this, Dr. Stan, that the estimated death toll in Russia from the Chernobyl is 500,000 people have died over the last few years, at least. And those people are within just a few miles, or not too far away from Chernobyl. Now, I hesitate to give the figure here because it may be thought to be an exaggeration, but it's backed up with good research. It's now claimed by radiation experts that the Fukushima situation is 300 times worse than Chernobyl. Now, 300 seems impossible, but this is reported by Japanese physicist Machio Koku, and he's made that report, and he's close to the action. Now, if half a million died as a result of Chernobyl after a few years, then it's not out of reality to say that millions will die as a result of the Japanese. Most of these are around Japan, which is a very sad state of affairs. Now, it's not just radioactive iodine which has been released. I did mention that soil samples near Fukushima show positive for plutonium, and this means that airborne radioactivity containing plutonium is being disseminated, along with cesium-134, uranium, and strontium-90. Now, these four substances are infinitely more dangerous than radioactive iodine. Now, radioactive iodine can cause thyroid cancer in persons who are deficient in iodine, and it's a known fact that 95% of U.S. citizens, and I'd say that applies to the Western world as a whole, 95% of people are deficient in iodine. Now, plutonium is very carcinogenic because a single atom, just one single atom of plutonium breathed into the lung, is capable of initiating a cancer. Now, after Chernobyl, all European nations did report an immediate sharp rise in cancer deaths in the 12 months after the Chernobyl disaster. Now, the effects of radiation are expected to penetrate into all of North America, South America, and by water currents into the Pacific Ocean. Should state that already we have dangerous levels of radiation which have been measured in the Midwest, in California, Washington, Oregon, and Western Canada.
Well, now, Jonathan, who is measuring this, and can we be absolutely certain that they are accurate, or are the levels real, and we are certainly being deceived and not told the truth? How do we know for certain? Because there is so much misinformation, disinformation out there.
Yes, there is. You're quite right. Well, I'm quoting this from the Norwegian Institute for Air Research, who are understood to be very reliable and very accurate and very conscientious in their measurements. They're not an American organization. They are totally neutral in their stance. Now, we're not talking about America only, though. We're talking about eventually all countries and oceans slowly becoming contaminated by radiation. And some information that we do have is that people who lack adequate stores of iodine, who are deficient in iodine, rapidly absorb iodine into the endocrine glands and other tissues. So the solution for this, and I'm not talking about the problem alone, we've got to look at the problem before we realize we need a solution. That makes sense, doesn't it? The solution is really iodine to start with. And although I do know that authorities say you just need a dose of iodine before and after radiation exposure, the fact is this is a continuing thing. We're here faced with a continuing deterioration, and so there's a need for, I would suggest, 100 milligrams of iodine every 2 or 3 days. For 2 weeks, that will restore proper iodine levels, and it must be continued in the diet, though.
Well, basically, now, of course, too, our ministry does provide iodorol. We think it's an excellent iodine substance. And so if you are out there in the listening audience and you concur with Jonathan Gray about certainly the danger of contamination and how much of this is related to the deficiency in iodine, everybody, I really believe, I think 80% are deficient in iodine and should be taking a supplement if you want to get it from us or elsewhere. But at least get it. Go right ahead, Jonathan.
Yes, absolutely right. Now, where can we, and as you said, you've got supplies. I'm so glad you have, Dr. Stan, because this is going to be very much sought after by people from time to time from now on. Production of all hormones by the human body does require iodine. Now, the repletion, in other words, restoration of iodine stores can prevent thyroid cancer. However, it's of no value in preventing the malignancies caused by plutonium and cesium-134 and uranium and strontium-90. So we have to take into account that there's an added danger from these as well. Now, we've got a problem here with our society compared with, say, the early times of last century during the Great Depression, for example, the Depression of 1929 to 1932. Only a third of the people lived in urban areas at that time. Today, it has skyrocketed to 80% are living in urban areas. Now, in the Great Depression, one out of every 5 workers was involved in producing food for everyone. Today, only barely over 1% is involved in producing food. So people living in big cities are subject to increased dangers because as things deteriorate, which they will over time, those living in the cities are going to have the hardest time of all. Those living in the country who can grow a lot of their own food will be much better off. I had thought I had to throw that one in because it will affect even in the radiation situation. There are radiation-blocking foods that we can grow, and you need space to grow them. There's asparagus, there's garlic, lima beans, mushrooms, sesame seeds, soybeans, spinach, summer squash, turnip greens, Swiss chard. I mean, I just know that these veggies are nowhere near as potent as veggies that come out of the sea, like seaweeds. And I do believe that as seaweeds can be made palatable. Actually, one thing that I do like is miso soup. And Japanese consume a lot of miso. It's a savory fermented soybean paste that's frequently used as a base for soups. And soybeans do provide ample iodine. Studies do show, of course, that miso strengthens people's resistance to radiation also. Radiation poisoning, it can increase your resistance by up to 5 times. And that's according to a Hiroshima University research in 1990.
Now, what is the substance you're speaking of there that is so beneficial?
Yes, miso. Yes, it's a savory soybean that's been allowed to ferment. And it's the Japanese sell it. You can buy it in Asian shops. It's It's rather nice, actually. Very pleasant.
And basically, as far as I'm concerned, I don't like straight soy, but the fermented soy has all sorts of advantages to it. That is correct, isn't that, Jonathan?
Yes, it's
the fermented soy that you should be having, not the regular soy or soy meal that's so prevalent in America today. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be very fair, yes, definitely. Now, interesting thing is, Dr. Stan, the fallout fighting benefits of miso were first observed by a Japanese scientist, a Japanese doctor, actually, Dr. Akizuki. And he discovered that his staff and patients did not develop radiation sickness, even though they were terribly near the atomic blast in Nagasaki. And he attributed this to their unusually high daily consumption of miso and another seaweed soup called makami. Makami is from seaweed also. But speaking of miso, I love it. It's very versatile. You can use it in stock. You can put it in sandwich spread. You can sip it with grated ginger as a kind of tea. Very pleasant, actually. And one idea is to fill a quart jar with hot water, add a couple of teaspoons of grated ginger, put a teaspoon of miso in. You can enjoy that for hours. It's quick, it's easy, it's nourishing, very low calorie. You could add a bit of kelp. You could even call it a soup, and you've got twice the protection. Just one idea from miso.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Jonathan Gray, and Jonathan is certainly talking about the very real danger of radiation spreading from Fukushima, not only to the west coast of California, but across the world, but also then what we can do. And it's not simply, well, you got it. But there are things, certainly using herbs and spices, and many of these things that really can be beneficial. We're going to go into John, who's calling us from New York here in just a moment. But if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be back here in just a moment. Most people do not understand the danger of the radiation from Fukushima. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their product for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Sandy's calling from Tri-Cities and suddenly asking about the increasing levels of uranium and other radioactive material in hair samples in the Tri-Cities areas of Washington. And all we can do is say that apparently there is increasing radiation being found all along the West Coast across America. Anything else? Oh, we don't know, Sandy, but there's every reason to be concerned. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I just wanted to ask him, when a person gets a radiation, does it make them extremely tired?
Because people get very, very tired and from radiation, Jonathan?
Yes, I understand that's one of the symptoms. It was one of the side effects. It's not mentioned very often, but our lady who's speaking, we have to be honest about this, tiredness does come as a result.
Yeah,
I think in the first case, it's a good idea to get straight into the consumption of iodine, and the Dr. Stan supplies I recommend, because I know that what he would have would be very, very good and very effective. And
you should use this for as long as necessary.
But, and then just keep it up.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much for calling, Sandy. And let's have to go to Rich, who's calling us from Aromas. Rich, you have a question or a comment for our guest.
Hello, Grandpa Liberty. How are you feeling today?
Oh, we're doing just fine. Looking forward to see you on Friday, Rich. Go ahead.
God will, the river don't rise. But Jonathan is really, really speaking the truth, and we really need to be listening to him, because Alex Jones went with his investigator from Monterey. Monterey was pretty good. Santa Cruz was pretty good about 6 months ago. And San Francisco went off the charts with a radiation chart. And on Stephen Quayle yesterday, they had a couple scientists. There was a whistleblower from Japan saying that one of the reactors has melted through the cement foundation and is going into the ground. And I was going to ask Jonathan, what would happen if that reactor went through the concrete barrier and is heading down? What could happen? What would that cause?
This is something that has never happened before, but the danger is there. And I'll hesitate to frighten anybody with the results. But, you know, do the prophecy, and we don't know to what this prophecy, what the prophecy is particularly speaking. The Lord himself knows, and the great tribulation has never lasted towards a nation. And except those days be shortened, there would no flesh be saved, but for their sake, those days shall be shortened. So there is coming a situation in our world very soon, and could this be the beginning of it, where there would be no one left alive unless God himself intervened. Well, now we know that he loves everyone. He is going to intervene. He's not going to allow the whole world to be blotted out. When Jesus returns, he chooses who lives and who dies, and that's based upon our decisions, and he acknowledges and respects our choice. But we're coming up to a crisis in our world history very soon, in which that situation will be that no one would be, no, there'd be no survivors unless God himself intervenes. Could this be part of it, or could it just be a precursor to something that comes later?
I think that's a very well-made point, Jonathan. We're heading into a cataclysmic event. Is this what the prophecy is referring to? Is it something else? In any event, we're living exciting times, Rich. It's wonderful to know the Lord. Anything else before we let you go home?
Yes, Jonathan, I was just a little concerned where you were talking about getting the seaweed and the mochu or the beans from Japan. I don't think I'd be buying anything from the Pacific Ocean or anything from Japan with all the radiation problems over there.
Well, Rich, we've got a lot of things, and when you come on over, we can talk to you about a lot of the things that we have that will help you face this real problem. God bless. Thanks very much. A good point. Well, let's go to Tim, who's calling us from upstate New York. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment? And again, if you're out the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. And Tim, question or comment?
Yes. I guess I'll try to keep it brief since probably have a lot of callers tonight. I've been using kelp powder on my food for years. I mean, once you got your spaghetti on the plate, you can sprinkle a little on the sauce. You can put it in soups. You can put it on salads, like tossed salad, if you put your salad on a plate. So I've been doing that. When Fukushima blew up like 3 years ago, I was extremely concerned about it. You know, I was crying actually when that happened. I couldn't believe it. And I'd heard just recently too that the vegetables, even in California, may be affected by some of the radiation. And people were saying that you might be better off getting stuff from Mexico, like taking your chances with that.
Well, that thought holds. The thought will be back in a moment here. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation.
What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Jonathan Gray. Tim, thank you very much for calling from upstate New York. And if I could, we have an excellent book called Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We do carry many of the supplements, including the selenium. Many of the things you're taking, they're available through Radio Liberty. And if you get them through us, they help us continue the program. God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Jonathan Gray, and we're talking about the very real danger of increasing exposure to a radioactive material as a result of what happened in Fukushima. But of course, Jonathan is pointing out that we can counter many of these effects by taking proper herbs and vitamins and minerals and things of that sort. Jonathan, you pick up the story from there, and if you are out in the audience and you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Jonathan.
Thank you. Radiation causes cancer, Dr. Stan, by creating free radical molecules, and these damage the DNA. So it does make more sense to eat more foods and supplements that are rich in antioxidants, and research does back that up. Vitamin D and vitamin K both help. There's an ailment that comes about from radiation, which is called cell apoptosis, and that's the programmed death of cells that accumulate various DNA errors due to radiation. Also, other causes can do it, but vitamin D supports the DNA repair. So it's well worth knowing that if your DNA starts getting damaged, you can help repair it by vitamin D. The Swedish government monitored the radiation level of foods after the Chernobyl disaster, and they found that most animal-based foods had higher levels of radioactive substances than did fruit, vegetables, grains, and potatoes. So it stands to reason that eating plant-based foods can reduce exposure to radioactive substances because they avoid the concentrations of those substances that build up in animal fat and tissues. A plant-centered diet in the midst of radiation exposure does provide lower levels of radioactive substances, apart from producing the antioxidants and the phytochemicals that can reduce cancer rates associated with radiation. I think it bears repeating that radiation exposure causes cellular damage by forming free radicals, and that can have, it can result in lower health and development of cancer. But after the Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombs were dropped, more than 30,000 survivors were studied, and those with the highest consumption of fruits and vegetables had a 13% lower risk of dying from cancer over the 20-year period of the study.
What was the percentage lower?
13% lower.
Right, okay.
That mightn't seem like much, but if you're in that lower category, then you live. Now, antioxidants that contain sulfur can be found in vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and so on, and they detoxify. Now, plant-based foods do provide protection. I guess that's the message. They protect against free radical damage, and they can reduce the absorption of radioactive substances. So that's worth knowing. Eat plenty of vegetables, plenty of fruit, grains, nuts, so on.
And of course, they're good for us anyway, but specifically with the growing exposure to radiation, which, of course, is part and parcel of what happened at Fukushima, I think that Jonathan's recommendation on certainly getting excess fruits and vegetables certainly is something that we should be thinking of. Certainly shifting our diet to that will certainly help us to neutralize the effect of the radiation. Would that be a fair statement, Jonathan?
Yes, absolutely.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. There seem to be so many conflicting reports. I know Alex Jones has put out a lot of material, certainly on what's going on the West Coast here and the rising levels of radiation. Other people are poo-pooing that, as it's sometimes sort of hard to know what to take. Suddenly Jonathan is getting his reports out of Norway, and he feels that these are fairly an accurate assessment of what's going on. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, definitely. These people are among the world's leaders in air pollution and air contaminants, and they've been in existence actually since 1969, and they've had a lot of experience in testing and coming to conclusions and seeing results.
Well, now, basically, is this the contamination being disseminated by the water? Is it being disseminated by the air? I mean, suddenly, is it staying with certain currents? Is it staying close to the bottom of the ocean and coming over in tide-like affairs? I mean, how is the radiation getting here? Because the Pacific Ocean's an awful big place right now.
Yes, it certainly is a big place. I have photographs which scare me. Fish with huge cancers sticking out from them, dolphins the same, sharks the same. It seems that all types of sea life in the northeastern Pacific around Alaska, coming down off the coast of British Columbia, and down toward North America, but that seems to be where a lot of the currents are heading from the Japanese direction. And fishermen are reporting these things, and they're photographing them. And there's a lot of cancer in the sea now. Now, the sea is normally a very safe place. It always has been historically. In fact, it contains more nutrients than our soil does. And yet. Right now, right there in the middle of the ocean, there's radioactive contamination of the water coming across in the currents. And of course, checking over in Japan, we know that they've been releasing liquid into the ocean at an enormous rate, and that hasn't stopped. It's still happening.
Well, now, what are we actually seeing in the areas immediately adjacent to Japan, adjacent to the power site there, the nuclear site at Fukushima? Basically, are they lying to us about the incidence of cancer? Cindy, what's happening to the people there? We know the people who go in there to work are endangering their lives, but for how large a distance around Fukushima is it potentially dangerous? And are we seeing any increase among those people in the incidence of cancer?
The Japanese government will deny it until it collapses. But local people are getting worried because children are coming out with sicknesses that they've never known before. And I would say the smoking gun lies with Fukushima.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so basically we're seeing an increase in the incidence of disease among children surrounding Fukushima. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, very fair.
Now, how large an area around Fukushima is certainly not livable at the present time? Do we have any idea?
I can't say that, Dr. Steen. It's something that I haven't discovered yet.
As far as this group over in Norway, do they have any vested interest in this one way or the other? Or are they just simply reporting this thing scientifically because they want the truth to get out?
They were set up to actually monitor air pollution and climate change and health. That was their purpose in being founded. Their activity mainly is conducting environmental research. And then trying to track the sources of air pollution and studying air pollution dispersion, how it's transported, how it changes, how it's deposited. And they conduct air measurements continually. That's their whole existence, to do that.
But, of course, is the level of the radiation in the air here on the West Coast increased, or is this mostly just in certain locations?
Well, the forecast from these people is that the whole of North and South America and the ocean itself, the Pacific Ocean in particular, is going to be affected for a long, long time.
But I mean, is this going to be a serious affection, or is it going to be suddenly affected? But is this going to be to the point where it's going to endanger the lives of hundreds of millions of people, or maybe not just a few hundred thousand? Do we have any idea how serious the problem is going to be, or is it still in the speculative situation?
It's still speculative, but they've actually gone as far as to say millions, if not 1 billion, of Earth's population will go down with this over the next few years.
Well, that is a frightening figure. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Jonathan's talking about hundreds of millions of people, maybe even a billion people being affected. Now, will these people be affected, or will this take their lives, or will they be able to counter this certainly by altering their diet?
Yes. It was also mentioned, Dr. Stan, that multitudes of persons will die, not directly from the radiation, but from the side effects of it, which means starvation caused by soil rendered infertile due to radiation damage. Also, lack of fish. A lot of people depend upon fish. Millions of people do. So I should inject that factor into the picture. Not always directly from breathing in the and consuming the products, but from starvation. And that's something, of course, that is predicted in the scriptures, and it already happens on the earth without Fukushima adding to it.
Well, now, what about what's going on in Australia? What about what's going on in New Zealand, where you live? Is there any increased radiation there as well?
Yes, there are people who say that they have noticed an increased radiation here in New Zealand, and they are warning not to eat the fish anymore.
And are people then backing away, and it is all fish or just certain types of fish?
The water, it will contaminate fish, dolphins, sharks. I don't think it's a respecter of what kind of life it will affect.
Well, our telephone,
radiation will hit them all.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's so much conflicting information coming out from many, many good sources on, is this a problem? Is this not a problem? Would our government tell us the truth? Would the Japanese government tell us the truth? So what should people be doing today, people living on the West Coast of California, as I do, and people living in New Zealand, as you do? What should we be doing to protect ourselves and our families?
Well, certainly, dose up on iodine. That's very, very important. That'd be the first thing to do, and don't just stop it when you think you've had a couple of weeks. Just keep on, because the radiations are not going to go away overnight. Also, just play safe. If you love your children and your spouse and your family, try to be careful in what you eat. And as we noticed, that plant-based vegetable material is going to be safer than radiation absorbing animal. And no matter what our tastes are, no matter how much we love certain kinds of foods, I think in the long term, it makes a lot of sense to play safe as much as we can. And after all, of course, the scripture does say, there's a principle there, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. God has created our body. It's a wonderfully made instrument. Organism, and we should respect it, just as we'd respect our motor car and put the right things into our car. In times of danger, let's do our very best for ourselves and our families.
Well, no, basically, is this message getting out well? It's not something that is being dwelt on here on the west coast of California, I think, or in most parts of the world today. Is this intensity being played down and suppressed?
I believe so, too, just like other things have been suppressed and played down. I don't know what the motive is, but we often get the excuse, well, we don't want to panic. Well, the fact is, to be forewarned is to be forearmed, and I'd rather be forearmed and know the worst and prepare for the worst, even if that doesn't happen, so that we survive the best.
And so basically, what sort of response did you get? Because you put this report out a couple of weeks ago when I called you, asked you to come on the program. What sort of response did you get from that report you sent out to your followers across the world?
Well, two types of response, Dr. Stan. I'll mention the bad news first. I've had quite a number have contacted me and say, well, haven't you read this? Haven't you seen this YouTube? Haven't you seen this? Of course, I'm aware of all those. There are others who say, well, thank you very much. I would rather be warned and the disaster not happen than it happen and I not be warned. And that makes it worthwhile.
Well, your job and my job is to reach as many people as we can with the truth and hopefully prepare people for what I fear are going to be very, very difficult times that lie ahead. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes for you to wrap up the program. What are your parting thoughts for us today, and how can people get in touch with you and subscribe to your publications?
Well, my parting thoughts are is let's trust in the Lord, because no matter what physical preparations we make, if we are not spiritually in tune with Him, a lot of what we do will be wasted. First of all, make ourselves right with our Creator. Secondly, ask His guidance and ask Him to give us wisdom, and He certainly will. He never fails His promise. I have a website, www.beforeus.com, and I do have a book, which is, in fact, on that website, I have a free newsletter. Just come down about a quarter down the page, and there's a little box which says, put your first name and your email address, and I'll send you out the free newsletter regularly, which I will do. We do have a book called Will You Survive, which deals with many crises that may be ahead of us very soon and how to get through these successfully, both spiritually and physically.
All right. Of course, our guest has been Jonathan Gray. We've been talking about the danger of radiation from Fukushima. Is this the major problem today? I'm not certain, but I wanted you to have an opportunity to hear Jonathan, because I believe he is an excellent analyst, and I believe he certainly has had an opportunity to do a lot of studying on this and certainly to bring this information to us. We're just going to have to put this together. I do believe we should certainly be eating the correct things under any circumstances, and certainly if you would like to know more about certainly how to protect yourself and your body the book we have, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Thanks very much, Jonathan. Good night. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. It's been
gold
a pleasure.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I opened the program by pointing out that a number of people that I know and respect have different certainly views on what lies ahead, but they all seem to agree that a major cataclysmic event is coming, and whether it be Bob Fletcher and his planet number, Planet X, or whether it be Jonathan Gray and the danger of radiation from Fukushima, or whether it would certainly be the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack, or certainly for a massive nuclear flare, whether it be a financial collapse. I don't know what it is going to be, but I do know that the other side, the enemies, the Brotherhood, is making preparations for a major cataclysmic event, and you should be as well. And so I present varied views, and you have to decide which among them is true. There's an element of truth in all of them, but we're just going to have to prepare for what I believe are difficult times. Now, this is the time when I need to remind all of you out there across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do not have anything behind us other than the listeners and one or two advertisers who help us maintain our network of stations across America. So we need you. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and contribute to Sydney on a regular basis, certainly to make a donation, to buy our books, to buy our four CD sets, and this is how we're able to maintain sufficient funds so we can continue doing what we're doing. And I will tell you that certainly we're down about a third here recently in our income, and I think most of the conservative Christian ministries are as well. But certainly, I believe our ministry is unique because we take you into the supernatural forces working behind the scenes, the truly demonic forces that are working to bring about this one world government. This is not imaginary. There really are secret societies out there, and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and Skull and Bones and certainly the Bohemian Grove. And we can go down the list of dozens of them. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read Brotherhood of Darkness. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And your job is to get hold of the book. And then if you'd like to get them in bulk or distribute them, well, I would appreciate that. Now, if you don't have the funds to get the book, why go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you just scroll down where it says the video and scroll down the video, you'll actually see the talk I gave from which the book came. The book did not come from the talk. The talk came from the book, from I should say the book came from the talk that I gave, and it's all right there going into the background of the supernatural forces that are at work within our society to bring about this one world government, one world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. And that's why they've infiltrated our churches. They've changed the music of our churches. Have you noticed how unchristian so much of the music is, and the dancing and the wiggling and all of these things? They don't honor God. They're there to dishonor God, and they know exactly what they're doing. And they've infiltrated our religious seminaries, and they've infiltrated our courts, and they're doing everything they can to destroy Christianity from its foundation up. And we need your help so that people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that battle, but if the people, the good people, and the majority of this country is made up of good people, we'll begin talking. And if you will help us get the word out, and your job is to tell others, to get them to tell others, get them to listen to our radio programs or to listen to Joyce Riley or listen to Alex Jones, but preferably listen to Radio Liberty, because of course, we deal, of course, with this whole idea that there really is truly a spiritual battle taking place today for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. We hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty.